This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the World Health Organization on Monday said the coronavirus pandemic is being politicized and that a lack of global leadership to fight the virus is a bigger threat than the virus itself. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday during a video conference for the Dubai-based World Government Summit that the greatest threat the world faces is, in his words, the lack of global solidarity and global leadership. Tedros did not say specifically who he thought was politicizing the pandemic. Tedros said on Monday the world reported a jump of 183,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Sunday. It was the largest single-day increase recorded since the pandemic began. Global infections surpassed 9 million on Monday. Tedros noted that it took over 3 months for the world to see 1 million virus infections, but the latest 1 million cases have come in just 8 days. WHO officials have said for weeks that the focus of the outbreak is in the Americas, and the numbers from Sunday showed a one-day rise of more than 116,000 cases in that region. Brazil led with nearly 55,000 new cases, followed by the United States with more than 36,000 and India with about 15,000 new cases. More than a dozen U.S. states are seeing rising case numbers. In New York, however, once the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak, cases have leveled off. Monday marked an opening of more businesses. President Trump has said repeatedly he believes the number of confirmed cases in the United States, which leads the world with more than 2.2 million cases, is the result of a widespread testing effort, making it look like the nation has more cases than others. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's security forces have suffered their bloodiest week so far in the 19-year-old Afghan war, with 291 members of the Afghan army killed and 550 others wounded in multiple attacks by the Taliban. Afghanistan's National Security Council said the Taliban carried out 422 attacks in 32 provinces in a tweet on Monday. The NSC statement also said that at least 42 civilians, including women and children, were killed and 105 others were wounded in the violence blamed on Taliban across 18 provinces in the past week. The statement comes at a time when hopes are high for the start of negotiations between the Taliban and a representative group of other Afghans, including the government, political factions, and civil society activists. The U.S. Department of Justice officials are investigating what popular U.S. race car series NASCAR has called a heinous act. A noose was found in the team garage of Bubba Wallace, NASCAR's only top-level black driver. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Alabama said in a statement Monday it will work with the FBI and the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division to review the situation. The statement said regardless of whether federal charges can be brought, this type of action has no place in our society. Wallace has said he was incredibly saddened and added that the act is a painful reminder, these are his words, of how much further we have to go as a society and how persistent we must be in the fight against racism. The incident happened at Talladega Superspeedway in the southern state of Alabama, which was scheduled to host a race on Sunday before it was interrupted by rain. Protesters Saturday and Sunday drove cars and trucks flying the Confederate flag on roads near the track. Wallace has drawn widespread support from other drivers for his push to get NASCAR to ban the presence of the Confederate flag at its races. Delegations from the United States and Russia are meeting in Vienna today and Tuesday to discuss their nuclear arsenals. President Trump has abandoned several U.S. treaties with Russia, including one on overflights and one on intermediate range nuclear forces. Trump has said China should be involved in the talks on New START, arguing that up until now, Beijing has done as it liked in developing its weapons systems. The Chinese government has refused the invitation with its foreign ministry, saying earlier this month that the time is not yet ripe for China to participate in nuclear disarmament negotiations. The U.S.-Russia New START treaty expires in February 2021. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.